Those who support so-called plural marriages are celebrating a ruling by a U.S. district court. The judge in the case struck down a key part of Utah's ban on polygamy. Dan Bomas with member station KUER in Salt Lake City reports.
Joe Darger is a compact man with a beard and a shaved head. He doesn't look at all different from the other home builders he's been meeting with at a coffee shop in Harriman, a suburb of Salt Lake City. Darger calls himself an independent Mormon fundamentalist. He has three wives and 25 children.
When we got the news, it was really surprising how emotional it all hit us. At first it was excitement, and then as it just settled in, it was just kind of some tears of joy.
Darger got the news from his friend Cody Brown, who's seen in the cable TV reality show Sister Wives. Brown and his four wives were the plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed last year, challenging Utah's ban on polygamy. Federal District Judge Clark Wadup's decision maintains Utah's prohibition on bigamy. A marriage license can only be issued for one spouse at a time. But the ruling does prevent the state from using cohabitation as a basis for prosecution. Previously, authorities could prosecute men and women living together in what appeared to be a polygamous relationship. Attorney Bill Duncan directs the Marriage Law Foundation. He says the increasing acceptance of same-sex marriage played a role in this decision. One of the precedents cited in Judge Wadup's ruling was the 2003 Supreme Court decision in Lawrence v. Texas.
I doubt that the court, for instance, when it ruled that Texas could not make a criminal to engage in private consensual sexual relationships, really had in mind the issue of polygamy. But of course, if they write the opinion broadly enough, it will apply to that.
The problem is with this consenting adult's point of view is that why are women in polygamy actually agreeing to live that way?
Marion Munn left the polygamous marriage she lived in for years. Today, she studies media portrayals of polygamy as part of her graduate studies at the University of Utah.
My contention is that in the main, if not, you know, almost, you know, all are doing it because of a certain amount of religious coercion.
Munn says young girls in polygamous communities are particularly vulnerable to pressure from their parents and religious leaders to become an older man's wife. Utah Governor Gary Herbert told reporters he objects to what he sees as a federal court meddling in state affairs.
I'm always a little concerned when we have decisions that change public policy by the courts. I would much rather see decisions on social issues come from our legislature representing the will of the people.
In their book, Love Times Three, Joe Darger and his three wives talk about how they were always worried that state authorities would prosecute them for their lifestyle or take their children away. Now he says he just wants to celebrate.
I'm free for the first time. I feel a sense of relief from having the heavy-handedness of the law.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gave up polygamy in 1890. Today it excommunicates members in polygamous marriages and even objects to the use of the term Mormon to describe those who keep the practice alive, even as today's polygamists cite the Church's early teachings in Scripture to justify it. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bomas in Salt Lake City.
This is NPR News.